Hello there, my name is Jenny and you're welcome to my podcast. Happy New Month for me and a very big thank you to everyone who has been following my podcast, comments, contributions, shares. I really love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a part of my show. Also, thank you to my amazing co-host, Nina, for bringing so much life into this podcast. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On today's episode, I'll be sharing my most embarrassing moments. Well, they're embarrassing, but then I just feel that we'll find it fun and we'll find it as an avenue to be able to learn a couple of things. You know, the ability for you to find yourself in a situation that is extremely awkward, embarrassing, and then being able to move forward is a big deal for me. I find it hard sometimes, but then I had to learn it. It wasn't easy, but it was something I had to do. Now, I remember there was a time, you know, as a girl, I had my flow. I had my flow, and it was in church. I had this beautiful dress on, and then I don't know how come, I don't know what happened. I stood up to sing, and the next thing I discovered was that I was stained. I was in a mess. I was in a very horrible mess. I couldn't move from that place, but thankfully there was this amazing sister who obviously understood what I was going through, but then was humble enough to remove her scarf and give it to a dear Jenny in need. And she gave it to me, and I had to tie it around my waist, and I had to walk all the way home. It was a distance, but I walked all the way home because entering a public vehicle was not what I wanted to face at that moment. You know, thinking about how I entered the vehicle and then mess it up and all of that stuff. But then, with the help of the scarf, I had to walk all the way home. You know, that's one embarrassing moment that I can actually not forget. It was nature, and you know, but people would not really understand what was going on. They would feel like, oh, she didn't even prepare for it. Is it that she lost count of the calendar? Is it so? You know, things like that. But it happened that I prepared for it. I had my tampons on, but it shifted. Yeah, it is what it is. It shifted, and I found myself in that situation. I felt so bad. And I still went to church. Well, another embarrassing moment I would also like to share with you was when I entered a bus. I was going somewhere. I was actually coming back from somewhere. I was going home, and there was a hike in transportation. And I entered that bus. The fare was supposed to be 100 naira. I had just 100 naira with me. And when I wanted to bring the money out to give to the conductor, the plan was to use that 100 naira to pay to the last stop and then walk home. Nearly I brought the money out to pay the conductor. The money flew out of the window. Like, please just carry the money out of the window. God, I felt so horrible. And people started laughing. But at that moment, I was like, God, what is this? Why did that money just have to fly out of the window? And I told the conductor, and I told the driver, Jump, please don't stop. Oh, my money just fly out of the window. I don't have money to give you. And it was on Port Mellon Bridge. And the driver said, oh yeah, if we stop, you don't know where the money fly go. You don't know if the money has gone to the other lake or if the money has entered the water. So don't worry. And the driver was understanding, but guess what? The conductor wasn't. He was ready to swallow me. He wanted me to pay through my nose. Like, he didn't care about anything that happened, but all he wanted was, you have to pay me my money. And he was talking and shouting and ranting. And I was like, were you not here? Were you not here? When you is carrying my money? I don't have all that money. And he said, hey, not like, not even I be, blah, blah, blah. I have money, big girl like me, fine girl like me, or not dressed up. Yes, I had money in my account, but I didn't have money with me. I couldn't pay at that moment. The money in my account didn't count. And it was the driver that kept on telling him, Otto, the conductor refused to listen. And then the driver brought out his own money and gave it to the conductor. And I was like, oh my God, for real. You know, to some extent, I was glad that somebody could speak up for me. And it wasn't just a random passenger, it was also the driver of the bus. But what I didn't understand was why the conductor went on and on and on and kept on ranting and talking. Like, I deliberately didn't want to pay him. I felt so embarrassed that day, but then it's still what it is. It is what it is. You know, an experience, I've been in so many situations where I get really, really embarrassed, and as a very young person, when these things were happening, I just feel like, God, let the ground just open, I just want to jump in and just disappear, like, let the ground just swallow me, and nobody gets to see me this thing. But then, I move. I'll always say that, I move. Okay, another embarrassing moment I would like to share with you was when I went out on a date with a guy. This one happens all the time. Ladies, please, I'm not saying that there are guys like this everywhere, but then, when you're going out on a date with a guy, your boyfriend, a casual friend, whoever it is, so long, in fact, not just a guy, when you're going out on a date with anybody, or you have a meet, anything that's taking you out of your house, and you're going to a public place, do not put your 100% faith on the person to foot the bills. You should also go prepared. Now, it can happen that the person wants, you know, it happens that the person might not be able to pay for what you order, but they will not be able to drop their shame, they will not be able to leave their pride in their home to tell you, oh, this is my budget. They will now tell you, ask for whatever you want. And in their hearts, they are saying this silent prayer that, oh, God, please let her not ask for something more than what I have. And at the end, they will not be able to pay. Sometimes it happens that way. And sometimes it happens that they are trying to pay and then there is a network problem, maybe the POS, it's not accepting their card, and there's no ATM around where you would have gone to collect money, and maybe your card is a different bank and you're able, you know, things like that. Or if you don't even want, sometimes anything could actually happen and someone is not being able to pay your bills. So this happened to me in 2013. I decided to go out with a friend. We went to an eatery, and when we got there, I went to my card. I went with my card. I was going to make a cardless transaction because I didn't even know how much we're going to spend. I actually did not even plan for the outing, but then I just said, oh, let me just take this girl out. And on our way, we met a mutual friend, a guy. And the guy was like, oh, where are you guys going? He told him he wanted to just get something from an issue, and he said he wanted to come along. I said, okay, no problem. That was 2014 December, Christmas actually. I can still remember. He said he wanted to come with us. I said, oh, no problem. You're welcome. Join us. And he came. And we got there. That's what we wanted. And I said, are you paying? I asked him, are you paying? This one I am particular about what we wanted. Just saw you on the road, you just followed us. And I asked him, no. He said, no, no problem. Now we should just. And I said, okay, no problem. And what I had in mind from the onset was rice and chicken. So I ordered rice and chicken. My friend ordered rice and chicken. And then the kitchen we went to, they used to do this promo. It was 8 p.m. Yes, they used to do this promo. When you buy anything you buy, you get the same thing as dash bonus. So that was it. And I ordered rice and chicken. I bought an extra portion of rice and chicken. Same thing with my friend, we got extra like that. So we are just supposed to pay for one. And the guy gave his card, and they slot in the card into the POS. And the POS rejected the card. And then he said, oh, that he has money needs. I stared around to him and was shouting and all of that. And he brought out the card again. He brought out another card. He tried it and he said, declined. You know, parents will never tell you if you have enough money or not. You know, told him to decline and you pre-card him. You now told him, okay, now you make a transfer so that he pays. Guy was shouting that he can
cannot make a transfer, that he doesn't accept it, if they're not going to, you know, those kind of mouth making talks and all of that. And I just said, oh, you know what, don't worry about it, I don't know why you're stressing, I can pay. And he said, no, how can he come to an interest rate and you make this thing? And I said, bros, there's nothing there, at this moment you cannot pay. He said, no, I can't take this. As he was talking too much, I just got the card out. I gave it to him because I was tired of waiting. I gave the card, I paid, and left. And that was when, I don't know, he tried checking his balance and somehow I took a picture. And his brother did not have money in his account. He didn't have money, like, he's not even like, he did not have money. The money he had, he didn't have even paid for more pictures. Like, he was expecting us to order the regular meat pie and drink. But then, you know what happened? We had other plans. But he couldn't pay. And he couldn't come to us to tell us that he wouldn't be able to pay. It was all over the place, like, oh, I want to pay. And then it did not work. And that's not the only time I've been in situations like that. Many times I go up with my friends and somehow they're not being able to pay the bills. Instead of making noise about it, instead of, you can just say, oh, okay, this is what is happening and this is how much I have. So let's order within this budget. Not that they will make you feel as if they have all the money belonging to the nation in your account and you just have the right to just put down. It's actually very embarrassing to people when it happens that way. Me especially, I felt so horrible that day. I felt so horrible because people would not really know that we jammed the guy for road. They would just think like, this one, say, Kali babes, come, in your feet, at that back. But then, these one is Well, those are pretty embarrassing moments that actually cannot be really forget. There were also some times when, okay, in class, a question is being asked, and you're so confident that you know it. You're so confident that you know it, but you do not know that your brain is telling you another thing, like what you thought you heard was not what was actually said. And you just threw your hand up and like, oh, I know it. And you're dragging, you just want to answer. And it is just you raising your hand in class. And everyone's like, what are you for real? And then when they now ask you, or your answer, now open your mouth. And I'll say, gibberish. You say rubbish. Because you did not even have an idea of what is said. You thought something else was asked. You know, things like that happens. So, in a nutshell, there are many ways you can actually prevent embarrassing yourself, and there are also ways you can prevent someone from embarrassing you. Sometimes you also get embarrassed with the kind of dresses we wear. You know, when you're going somewhere and you know you don't drive, you don't have your own car, you're taking public transport, there are some dresses you shouldn't wear something that you know that wants to stretch your leg in tears. I've actually had to, okay, I remember this one, so happened very recently this year, I think last month, and I was going somewhere and this kind of thing, saw my fashionista self. I left my house with this beautiful skirt, like really fine skirt, it had a slit in front. I was just showing, I was just going and just enjoying myself and all that, and I just entered this. I didn't even put on heels though. It was normal sandals. And immediately I entered the bus. I sat down. I kept my bag on the bed. I got to where I was going. Oh yeah, sister, come down from the bus. That is when Jennifer came down and my skirt went. The seat in front that was just a little bit above my knee came to somewhere fast. I don't know what to say, it's like, it tore really up, it came up totally, and I was like, hey, what is this? Am I going to sit down with this skirt like, oh my god, my village people? And then this skirt, I just let go. So is this how I'm going to sit start work today? Heck, this skirt. But thankfully,
my brother was home and my house wasn't that far. I had to call my brother to bring another skirt to me before I disgraced my community. That was another embarrassing moment that I just had to face. And you needed to see the way I ran from the bus stop to the office. It was a funny scene, but thank God I was able to manage it. Well, I hope you sure had fun listening to my embarrassing moments. Try not to use it against me and try to learn from this few embarrassments I've had or I've been able to share, because there are a lot of them. I have been embarrassed so many times. And same way I've been embarrassed, I've actually embarrassed people. Yeah, I don't know, somehow I'm savage for them. But it's still what it is. And we are able to move. Now, do not let any of your moments, your embarrassing moments, get to you. When you find yourself in a situation like that, that you are ashamed, but you just, all you have to do is, anyway, it has happened. You just push it aside and you just move forward and try as much as possible to prevent such things from happening. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. I also want to bring this to your notice that there is going to be a final name change of the podcast. We are going global now. We are branded. We're moving from just a podcast to also a lifestyle blog. And I also want to show your support every way you can. I'll be reaching you for more information after now. So always stay connected to my awesome podcast. Once again, my name is Jenny, and do have a lovely week ahead.